The nights are drawn in and autumn has arrived, so I've created something very special for Patreons to celebrate the arrival of spooky season. Last month, at the end of August, I investigated a former railway which dates back almost 200 years. Sadly, hundreds died here. The railway was created in Sunderland to transport coal down to the River Tyne, and many of the trains were powered by gravity, with tracks created on a slope, letting gravity do the hard work. However, these were silent, meaning that on occasion somebody wouldn't hear it in time, and would be crushed to death by the train and the weight of its cargo. Many more were killed here in colliery explosions. Men and children as young as 8 were killed here in 3 pit disasters. Many died in the initial blast, and many others were buried alive, with a lot of these bodies never being recovered. This location has earned a fearsome reputation in the region for its paranormal occurrences, and it's one I've wanted to investigate for years, so I can't wait to share with you exactly what happened. The Bowes Railway Museum investigation will be covered in a trilogy of episodes on the Standard feed at the end of September, going into October. But this Patreon special is almost twice as long when all of them are combined, as the Patreon episode is over 4 hours long. It contains over 65 actual audio clips from the night, so you can hear what happened as it happened. Here's a quick preview. And here I am, it's Saturday the 26th of August 2023, and I am on my way to the first ghost hunt I've done with Rich Stoko, John Crozier and my brother in a long, long time. We asked out for anybody with us to let us know. As we talked, John heard footsteps, and then I could see a figure walk past a window break in the light. I spoke up, and I wasn't the only person who could see it.
Can you make a tap like this?
Well, there was a tap.
That's going to be upstairs.
I heard that noise before. And again.
The room had a small area and the immediate entrance made up like a house, complete with mannequins. Rob said that this was where Amanda, a former curator who'd recently left, had had a bolt from a train hit her in the chest when she'd been leaving the room. She found out it was from one of the trains in this very room. There was also a neatly stacked pile of stones on the floor. This building wasn't called the Underground because we were now underground, but rather because it contained locomotives that would have been used underground. We headed into a darkened room with a huge piece of machinery in it. A sign on the door said, "Blacksmith's Demonstrations." "Hello, Norman," Rob said. Then he explained that this is Norman's room. He stays here and oversees people using his machine during daytime tours. So anyone who comes in here says, "Hello, Norman." So we all did. Better safe than sorry. Get access to the full episode by signing up for the Patreon for just £3 a month at patreon.com/howhauntedpod. And what's more, there's now a 7-day free trial. So if you wanted to hear this very special episode and all of the previous monthly specials completely free of charge, then why not take advantage of this free, no strings trial at the spookiest time of the year? As well as these special episodes, you'll also get ad-free early access to all of the standard weekly episodes, as well as a personalised thank you from me for supporting the podcast. I'll never lock anything behind a paywall, so this special version of the Bowes Railway Museum investigation will be made available on the standard podcast feed at some point in the future. But if you wanted to hear it right now, at the very best time of the year for these extremely spooky shows, head on over to patreon.com/howhauntedpod. As we get ever closer to Halloween, why not treat yourself to an extra helping of How Haunted?
Don't touch, don't touch.